This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
To our 10 o'clock service, you are viewing us. We're not on yet. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my practice run? Okay. That was good. All right. Well, you can turn to Proverbs chapter 24 while we get ready here. Proverbs 24. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I did watch you guys a little bit last week on the internet, so that was neat. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Proverbs 24, we'll be going into there in a minute here. Wow, never have a problem. What's happening today? In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. All right, we're going to get started. When they get it going, then they can just join us. Praise God. Good morning to our friends on Facebook. Welcome today to our 10 o'clock service. You are viewing the service at Oriole Christian Assembly. I am Pastor Rich Garitano. We're happy you are joining us today. You can turn your Bibles with us to Proverbs 24, 1 to 7. Amen. The Lord gave me this word the very next day when we flew out of Chicago. We flew out last Saturday, not yesterday, the Saturday before. And then the next day when I was in our hotel room and I was beginning to read the word, the Lord put this in my heart for us today. So I kind of knew right away what God wanted to give us, and I just began to dwell on these scriptures in Proverbs 24. Amen. And if you were here in the very beginning, we read some verses from Proverbs 1, and they were powerful. I'm not going to go back to them, but the one verse that really sticks out is Proverbs 1, verse 2. It says, to know wisdom. Today, how many believe it's important to know wisdom? Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says. So we got to get wisdom, and with all by getting, the Bible says we should get understanding too. Today I want to talk about your house, okay? Your house, amen. These scriptures that we're going to look at kind of talk in the natural, but also speak to the spiritual today. And I want to talk, my title for you today is Building Your House, okay? Let me say that again. Building your house. Can I get an amen? How many want God to build your house today? Our brother Frank knows how to build a house in the natural. He built his own house. Amen. You can't just build a house without knowing what you're doing. Right, Frank? You got to have a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, a lot of understanding to be able to do something like that. Build a house in the natural. Just think about it with me for a moment. But you know what? In the same sense today, God has all given us, every one of us, a house. Okay? A family. And there's a way for us to build our family, to build our house, to be fruitful. And that's the message you're going to see today. I want you to look at Proverbs 24. We're going to look at verses 1 to 7. I'm going to try not to be long here because we do have communion. But these are some important scriptures for us to understand today. The first couple verses kind of give us a little bit of an intro, and then we really kind of get deeper into what it takes to build a house. Okay? And I want you to really listen to this today. Wherever you're at in your family, in your household, there's something here for you today to take and to bring it to your family structure, to your household, okay? God wants to make your house strong. Amen. He wants your family to be strong today. How many believe the devil's working overtime to destroy your family? Amen. He is. Okay. He's working big time to destroy what? Marriages and families, right? He's doing everything he can to break that structure. And that's why we're in the shape we're in the world today. That's why we have the difficulties we have. But God has an answer to that. Let's look at verse 1 of chapter 24. He says here that we're to be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. I'm going to read the first two verses. He says, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. We're talking about building a house today. Well, here he tells us what we cannot do if we want to build a house in verses 1 and 2, okay? He tells us that we to be what? Not envious against evil men, okay? Today we're not to envy evil men, right? We're not to envy what they may have. Sometimes our flesh does, right? Or what they do. We're not to envy evil people, right? We were in Los Angeles, the city of Hollywood stars, and you know, I'm sure everything goes. You know, right now all they can talk about is LeBron James. He's in Los Angeles now. Any sports people know what I'm talking about. He's the talk of the sports news right now in LA. Okay? I walked by Staples Center because I had to walk from the convention center to another hotel to have lunch and a special speaker. And they had all these monuments, all these statues of great players of the past, you know. But today we have to be careful who we envy, okay? And God warns us here not to envy those who are evil, okay? In Proverbs 23:17, it tells us not to envy sinners, okay? We have to be careful with that. Sometimes the devil makes things look really pretty. How many know what I'm talking about? He makes things look attractive to our flesh, okay? Where in our flesh we begin to envy things that evil people do, sinners do, and the Lord tells us here, you know, we have to be careful. In 23:17, he says, let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord. How often? All the day long. So you have to keep a check on ourselves every day, wherever we go, wherever we're at, whatever we see, that we don't allow what? Envy to come in, right? If we're going to envy anything, let's envy what's good. Can I get an amen? Good people, right? Envy the good things of God. Say, you know, I want to be like that, right? Or I want to have that so I can do this for you, Lord, right? But we're told here to be careful not to envy those who their lifestyle is an evil lifestyle. Okay? He says, not only do you not envy them, but don't desire to be with them. We have to be that way. We have to be careful that we're not with people who we shouldn't be with on a consistent basis, right? Don't be with them. Don't want to be with them. You shouldn't want to be with those who are evil, those who what? Have a lifestyle of sin today. What is that telling us today? That we should not have evil associations, okay? It doesn't mean we're not going to deal with them from time to time. Sometimes God will use us to be a witness to those in need, right? Who need a witness. But it's one thing to witness to someone for a while, but not hang out with them, okay? Not associate with them on a regular basis. We're told not to desire to be with them. We're told here not to have what? Evil associations. In Proverbs 4:14, it says that we're not to enter their path. So we're not to walk where they walk. The path of the wicked, the path of the evil, we're not to walk that path. How many know today? Our path is straight and narrow. Can I get an amen? But the path of the wicked is broad and wide, and many go that way. But we have to be the ones that walk the straight and narrow, right? We cannot walk or enter their path, and we shouldn't go their way, the scripture tells us in Proverbs 4:14. For time's sake, I'm not even going to turn to it, all right? So we're not to enter their path or go their way. There must be what? Separation from evil men and their lifestyle. Okay? That should be a given to us. But you know what? Many times, Christians get caught up in evil. Okay? Get associated or caught up with people they shouldn't be. And you know what? Sometimes we have consequences with that. Today, he instructs us here in the very beginning to be careful who we're with. Okay? Because we want to what? Build our house today. Amen? We want our family to be built. So we've got to be careful who we're with and what we do, right? What we want. How is our lifestyle today? Amen. Is it different than the world? You know, being at this conference and being with all these people, we were like sardines. I mean, just tons of people in and out of places. I mean, it was overwhelming at times. Buses, these big buses shipping us, bringing us to these hotels, taking us home. And you see where people are at, you know. You see the lifestyle of people. I wasn't there to judge people, but I observe, I watch how people dress today, young people. I mean, there was a lot of young Asian people and other ethnic groups, you know, Hispanic people were there, different types of group. And some were very conservative, some were very professional. And then others, you wonder what they were drinking that day, okay? What were you thinking when you put that on? You just wonder, okay? But that's the world today. Amen? How many of you know we don't follow the world? We follow Jesus. Can I get an amen? They're supposed to be following us. But unfortunately, many have kind of gone the way of the world. Even in many churches today, we have to be careful. We don't allow that type of living, that lifestyle, to creep into church or in our families, right? Because this is the house of the Lord. No, that was weak. This is the house of the Lord. And we should be respectful here in the house of the Lord, right? Now, people who come who don't know God, we got to give them a break because they need to learn, right? But those of us who've been walking with God, we should be an example to those who come, right? Who come visit us, that we can show them the way of the Lord, right? So, very important here. Look at verse 2. It says, this is, again, what? Evil men, right? Sinners. It says, their heart, somebody say my heart, studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. This is what? Those who are evil, they study destruction. This is kind of interesting. If today you are studying destruction, that means you're going to participate in it. How many know that? When you go to school for something, if you go to school for mechanics, so you know how to fix cars, you're going to study so you can do it. How many know that? Well, we have people today who study what? Their heart studies destruction. How to hurt people, right? How to come against people. How to do wrong to people. We have people today who actually do that. How many know that? That's why every day when you put the news on, you see how many shootings were, how many killings we had. How many heard about the killing in Maryland? Is that a library? Am I right? No, newsroom. I'm sorry, newspaper, right? This one guy had something against some of the workers, right? Evil. We study. They study destruction so they can do it, right? That's pretty powerful in the sense of how far it goes, okay? But we shouldn't be surprised. Those who have evil hearts, they participate in destruction. They participate in killing and in stealing, right? We see that every day on the news. How many see it? I get tired of seeing it. Amen? How many know what the Bible says in John 10:10? It says that the thief, somebody say the thief today. And how many know the thief is the devil today, right? It says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Can I get an amen? And those who follow the devil will do the same, right? We have to be careful of these types of people. They come to what? Hurt us, to destroy us. ISIS, all those groups, they come to what? Kill, steal, destroy. We shouldn't be surprised, right? But how many are blessed today? Jesus comes to do what? Give you life, and life more abundant. Can I get an amen? I enjoy that life. How about you? I'm so blessed to have the life that serves God. Amen. That Jesus is in my life. He blesses me. He directs me. That's the abundant life. It says they also talk about mischief. Right? How many know if you're talking about it, it's because you're planning to do it? Hello. Mischief, trouble, evil people do that, right? They have what? They have evil speech. Some don't even want to hide it. They just come right out and tell you how it is. They're proud of their evil speech. I mean, have you ever heard of anybody like that? Somebody ever talked to you that way? Have no fear of being the way they are. They're very proud of it at times, right? This is what? The evil type of people we're not to envy or desire to be with, not to associate with on a consistent basis, right? In Matthew 12:35, it tells us evil things come out of an evil heart. How many know that? Right? And what? Out of a good heart come good things. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen? That's Matthew 12:35. So you know where someone is by how they speak to you many times. Can I get an amen? If they got good coming out of them, right? More likely good is inside. But if it's the opposite, you know what you're dealing with. The Bible says you'll know a tree by its fruit. Hello. How's the fruit? We're not to judge one another. We're not to judge others. But we should be able to judge the fruit. Hello. If it's good fruit, you participate, right? If it's bad fruit, stay away, right? So God is trying to tell us here what you do not do if you want your house to be built is to follow these types of people today, okay? We have to be smart. Verses 1 and 2 bring us to verse 3, which begin to help us look at the verse 3 in Proverbs 24. It says, through wisdom, someone say wisdom. Through wisdom, what happens? A house is builded. Today we have to have wisdom, what? To build our house. Amen. He says, and by understanding, see, it takes more than just one thing. Here we talk about wisdom on the left hand. On the right hand, we need understanding so that this house can be established. Amen. In the natural, we need this. If you need any wisdom on that, talk to Frank, right? He knows how to do it. But we also need this kind of wisdom, spiritual wisdom, right, to build our spiritual house today. Can I get an amen? God wants you to walk in wisdom in your house. Amen. God wants you to walk in wisdom in your family. And you need to have not only wisdom, here it says, we need to also have what? Understanding, so that our house can be built. See, evil men will destroy and break up houses. How many know that? That's what the devil tries to do. The devil is trying to destroy families, right? But through God's wisdom today, let me say it this way, your life, number one, will be built. Amen. Because you're a house. How many know that? You're a spiritual house today. You're the sanctuary of God. You're a tabernacle by yourself unto the Lord. And how many know today the Lord wants you to be built up in Him? So it applies, number one, first to me and you individually. God wants this house to be strong. Can I get an amen? Right? But let me go further. God also wants your family to be built. A house. Your family is like a house, a spiritual house, right? So first you must be built as an individual. Your house must be strong. Your heart must be strong. And then it goes to your family. Can I get an amen? Right? The marriage must be built. Can I get an amen? Husband and wife, you must have what? A strong marriage. Amen. You must have your marriage walking in wisdom. Praise God. You must have what? We read it. We must have understanding in our marriages so we can have what? A strong marriage. Because a strong marriage then what? Brings a strong family. Hallelujah. God wants your family to be strong today. Amen. But it ain't going to happen unless what? We have wisdom. Right? We have understanding. Right? See, we need wisdom, but we need understanding so that the foundation can be established in our households today. Amen. We need it so desperately. See, if we can have strong families in Chicago, you know what? This city can be strong. Amen. This city can be a house that God dwells in, right? God wants our city to be built in the Lord. Amen. But unfortunately, it seems like we're going the other way, right? If our cities can be built up, then our state can be built up, right? See, it's a domino effect, amen. If our states can be strong, then our nation, amen, can be a house that's built on the rock. And who's the rock today? Jesus, amen. But see, we must follow the principles of God. We must allow the Lord to lead us and guide us. See, if our nations can be strong in the Lord, then our world can be affected. But it seems like it's the opposite today. It's like, whatever you want to do, do it today. Right? Whatever you want to do, it's like we have no morals anymore, right? We, you know, it's man's theology today, man's thoughts, man's desires, you know, all kinds of stuff going on, and it just seems like, you know, we're drifting from what will really help us, right? Which is the Word of God and believing in the Lord and allowing His Word to lead us and guide us so that what? We can have a strong foundation. See, every life, every marriage, every family must have what? A strong foundation. Can I get an amen? Right? And that foundation comes from the Lord. Amen. It doesn't come from the government. How many know that? Hopefully they will follow the true foundation. And I'm happy we have a president who's trying to do that. Amen. Even though he never gets any credit for nothing, right? We need to pray for him. Amen. I believe the evil forces are against our president because he has moral, he believes in moral standings and scriptural things he believes. I'm not saying he's perfect. He has his faults. He does. We pray for him. But he stands on many Christian values today, and we should be thankful for that. Amen? And we need to support him in prayer and help him because we need a foundation today so our house can be strong. Amen. We can't afford any more weak houses because there are many of them today. Proverbs 4:7 tells us, wisdom, again, I said it before, wisdom is the principal thing. See, it's the most important. It's the principal thing. But he also says, with your getting wisdom, you got to get understanding. See? You need to understand how to apply the wisdom that God gives us, right? In Proverbs 9:1, the first part of that verse, it says, wisdom hath builded her house. Says it again. What's going to build our houses? The wisdom of God. Amen. The understanding of God. We can what? Have our houses established. Amen. God wants what? Our lives established today. God wants our marriages and our families established today. But it won't happen unless what? We have a strong foundation. It must be strong. We must be on a rock. Amen. We must have cement. You know, we must have a firm foundation. You know the parable in the scriptures about the different types of foundations, right? I could have easily went to that, but I'm not for time's sake, right? What is our house built on today? Is it sinking sand or is it on the rock? Amen. The rock represents His Word, right? The Word of the Lord today. Many don't want to hear the Word of the Lord, but we as the believers, as the church, we must be so hungry because we want what? Our families to be strong. We want our houses to be built, and it only happens with wisdom and understanding from the Lord. Verse 4. It says, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. See, not only do we need wisdom today, not only do we need understanding, but we need what? The knowledge of God too. Can I get an amen? See, all three, these are the keystone of foundation today is these three, is wisdom and knowledge and understanding. See, when you have the knowledge of God working in your life, it says you're going to be blessed with precious and pleasant riches, okay? I believe number one that means is that, you know what? God is going to bless you with spiritual riches. Amen. God's going to bless you spiritually, right? God is going to direct you and lead you and guide you spiritually in your family, in your life. in your marriage, you're going to have a strong biblical family. And because of that, you know what? Not only will you be blessed spiritually, but then God will bless you in the natural. Can I get an amen? God will meet your needs. Amen. And many times above and beyond your needs. Amen. It all depends where you are with the Lord, if you can handle it. Amen. God gives you what you can handle. How many believe that? Sometimes we pray for more. Lord, I want more. But maybe we're not ready for more. Who's hearing me today? Maybe we haven't been a good steward with what God's already given us. Can I say amen to that, right? See, we're all in a different place in our walk with God. But see, we need the knowledge of God in our life accompanied with understanding and wisdom so that what we can be spiritually rich in the Lord. We need that. We need to be able to exemplify that to others. Amen. So not only spiritually, God will bless us, but naturally too, because He takes care of us. How many know God loves us today? He loves you today. Amen. Sometimes He'll chasten you. How many know that? Sometimes He'll have to slap you a little bit, wake you up. How many know what I'm talking about? The Bible talks a lot about what chastening, how God chastens those He loves. Have you ever been chastened? Did you ever get reprimanded from your mom and dad when you were growing up? Sure you did. My mom, she used to break stuff on me. I got bigger and stronger and the wooden spoons didn't work anymore. Right? But we all got chastened. And you know what? In the same way, God chastens us. I'm thankful He chastens us. How about you? I need to be corrected sometimes. How about you? Sure you do. Because we make mistakes sometimes, right? God wants to what? Correct us and make things right in our life. And we need this every day. Praise God. Every day I need the Lord. How about you? Every day. Amen. Every day. Let me try to wrap this up so we can go right into communion today. I hope you're receiving something here. Verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. Oh, I love this. I hope we have some wise men here. I know we do. A wise man, a wise woman is what? Strong today. That's not talking about natural strength, okay? That you're working out, you're lifting weights. It's okay to be strong in the natural. God wants a balance in our life. But He's talking here what? A wise man is strong. Yeah, a man of knowledge increases in strength. Amen. So God not only wants us to be strong today, amen, in the natural, yes, also, but more in the spiritually strong. But He also, as we receive the knowledge of God's Word into our lives and we apply it, you know what? Our strength begins to increase. Can I get an amen? God doesn't want you to stay in one place. God wants you to continue to grow in strength today. Amen. Stronger in the things of God, right? Stronger and more knowledgeable so you can be more of what God wants you to be and be used of God. And so you can what? Be a witness to people. Wherever you go. On this trip, I didn't go around preaching to everybody. There was a lot of people in front of me. I could have. But that was not the purpose. You know, you have to do things in order. But I was always able to tell people what God did for us this week. Let me tell you one quick story. I was at the conference, and on Tuesday night, I came back, and my wife, she was struggling with her hip, so she really couldn't walk very far. So I said, okay, I'm going to go get some food for us. Right around the corner, there was a burger place. So I went, I had my booklet from the conference with me. I went to this burger shop and I ordered some burgers and I had my booklet and ordered the food and I began to talk to someone next to me and I got the food and I went back to the hotel not even realizing I left my book there. I didn't realize it till the next morning when I got up and was getting ready to go back to conference. I went to the dresser there where I thought I had it. And where was my book? I said, oh Lord, what did I do? I was so mentally out of it, tired because of all the information overload, that I just forgot my book. I left it there. I said, oh Lord, I got all my notes in there, everything throughout these last 2 days. Lord, I need your help. Please, I need my book. Lord, you're faithful. I know you are. I prayed. I read my Bible. I said, Lord, I put it in your hands. Okay? A couple hours later, I call. They say they don't have it. I'm in class. I'm in the conference. All of a sudden, I get a text from my wife. She says, they got your book. Praise God. I said, yes. Thank you, Lord. God is faithful. Amen? So I was telling people, this is what God did for me this week. I thought I lost my book, and the Lord had it for me. You know, you got to share with people. Give testimony, right? Everyday things that we go through, people can understand, and they can get an understanding of what you're trying to tell them, how God is faithful. He was so faithful to me this week in many ways, as I shared earlier. But see, we have to what? We have to be strong. If we want to be strong, we need the knowledge of God in our life here, it says. Amen. In Proverbs 20:18, it says, purposes and war are accomplished. Well, actually, I'm going ahead of myself here today. Let me go back a second. Let me just ask you this as we're talking about strength, okay? How strong are you today? You don't have to answer that to me, but I want you to think about it. How strong are you today in the Lord? How strong is your house? Amen. How strong is your family today? I want you to think about that. Amen. Verse 6, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Today we need what? Wise counsel. Can I get an amen? For our everyday lives, we need what? Wise counsel, which is what? Wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We make decisions, important decisions, what? With wise counsel. Can I get an amen? You need wise counsel in your life every day to make the decisions you need to make, right? When we have to make decisions about war, we need to be wise. Can I get an amen? We don't just go to war without assuming what's involved and what's going to take place, right? We have to be wise in important decisions like war sometimes, right? We need to get what? Good advice so we know what to do. It's important to have counselors. Can I get an amen? As a pastor, I feel I'm like a counselor at times. Amen? I might counsel you individually. Many of you come to me and ask me my opinion or what do I feel about certain things, and I try to help you, right? Because you're my family. I want you to do well, right? It says here in Proverbs 20:18, in a multitude of counselors, there's what? Safety. Amen? Safety is when we have many counselors here in verse 6, it says. And we're blessed here at Oriel. We do have people who are mature in the Lord, who've been walking with God for many years, 30 years, 40 years plus, right? Where we can go to them if we need to and ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. See, when there's wisdom is in the camp, we're safe. God wants you to be safe in the decisions you make. God wants you to be blessed in those decisions you make. But here's the key. Are you humble enough to ask when you're in need? Ooh, it got quiet there. Are you humble enough to ask when you're in need? Praise God. Because sometimes we feel, oh, I can't go to pastor. I can't go to so-and-so because I feel stupid, right? Or I feel dumb. Don't feel that way, right? Be humble because God wants to give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We all need help sometimes, amen? I don't have all the answers. I know who has all the answers. Can I get an amen? But I don't have every single answer all the time. I have to seek for wisdom too like you do, right? And sometimes I might ask you, amen, what do you think? That's why we have a counsel team, amen? They help me, my counsel team. They're not just anybody. They're people I respect and people who are mature and been around. And I believe they're people who we have wisdom and knowledge and understanding in our group. So together we can do the things we need to do here at the church, right? So there's a blessing when there's a multitude of counselors, amen? And I think we have that here. Praise God. I'm finishing up. Last verse. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. I don't think we have any fools here today. Amen. Right? Fools, they don't look for wisdom. Not God's wisdom. Amen. That's why they're foolish, right? fools are not walking in the wisdom of God, okay? They're walking in the devil's antics and knowledge, right? Fools are deceived today. A fool is someone who's being what? Fooled. Are you being fooled today? I hope not. Amen? Fools are being deceived by the devil. They won't even ask for wisdom. See, that's where pride comes in. Fools think they know it all. They don't want your help. They want to do what they want to do, right? But how many know we can't be that way? We need to be humble people of God, right? Willing to learn from one another, because we can help each other, amen. I can help you. You can help me, amen. That's the type of spirit God wants us to have. But the world is not like that. How many know that? Everybody's for themselves in the world, right? They don't want you to win. I know I heard this years ago from a preacher that everybody wants to win, but everybody doesn't want you to win. How many know that today? That's so true. But God wants us to win. Amen. And we as the people of God, we should want each other to win. This message comes out of a heart of a pastor here that wants to see you successful. Amen. When I don't see good things in our families or in our marriages, you know what, as your pastor, that hurts me. Hurts me. Because I know it can be different. Can I get an amen? But we have to be willing to accept what? Wise counsel. And be willing to be humble and to say sometimes, I'm sorry. Can I get an amen? Sometimes we have to say, I'm sorry. I messed up, right? Yes, it was my fault. Maybe it was the other person's fault too, but it's my fault too. We got to be willing to say that, church. Can I get an amen? Right? We have to be that way. It's foundational today, right? We don't want to be like foolish people who don't want any help, who won't even ask for help. That's why they're where they are. See, what you sow today, you reap. See, we must have what? A strong foundation. Amen. And that foundation is what? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God's will for us is for our house to be built. Okay? God's will is for your family to be built strong. Amen. God wants your spiritual house to be strong today. Let me ask you, is your house strong today? Amen. Are you strong today? How is your marriage today? Is it strong? Amen. How is your family doing today? You know that answer better than me. Amen. God's will today is for your house to be strong. Amen. But it takes what? It takes the Word of God in our lives. Amen. It takes us be willing to receive the truths, right? The principles of the Word of God. That's why I tell you, read a proverb every day. I've been doing it for 30-some years. Every day I read the proverb of the day, and God gives me wisdom for the day. Can I get an amen? Read the Word. The Word will give you what? The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, how to be strong, how to be a strong family today. Praise God. I want to pray, and then we're going to get ready for communion. Praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this message. God, you want us to have strong households, Lord, strong families, strong lives today. Lord, I pray for our friends on Facebook, those viewing us today, that, Lord, this message is spoken to them, Lord, that they will look to you to be the author and finisher of their faith. They will look to the Word of God today so they can be strong, Lord, spiritually. Have a strong marriage. Have a strong family from this time forth. Bless, Lord, our viewers today and bless our church. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. I hope.